St Finian's Parish Magazine, April 2024. Dear friends, I wonder if you have ever waited anxiously for something to arrive. Maybe it's a gift you have ordered for someone for a special occasion. Maybe it's a significant day in your calendar, like a holiday or a birthday or a concert for which you have tickets. Maybe it's a wedding or the birth of a child, and there's a sense that when this day arrives, things will never be the same again. As Christians journey through the season of Lent, it can seem like a long season. Although the days are getting brighter, the weather is often cold and wet. You perhaps miss those little creature comforts you may have given up for Lent. You long for the day you believe to be significant, the dawn of Easter, and all that the day means and symbolises in human experience. I wonder what it means for you or to you. Is it about an opportunity to get together with family and friends? Is it about hope breaking through after a season in the wilderness? Is it about light breaking through the darkness, or about Jesus rising from the dead? What difference does this make to our ordinary everyday lives in 2024? What impact might it have on our children or grandchildren? If you've never thought much about it before or attempted to explain it to someone else, it can be a bit tricky to unpack. When I talk to other parents at the school gate, or people I meet at my children's sporting activities, or chat with neighbours who know what I do, they are conscious in many cases that Easter is a busy time in the life of a church. When I try to describe it, I usually talk about it as an experience. If you have always lived your life without any reference to God or Jesus, it doesn't necessarily make a great deal of sense to you. It's only when you come along and try to understand it and why it might be significant that things start to happen that might be hard to explain. I read in a textbook that we used to use to prepare young people for confirmation about a journalist who sought to highlight the irrelevance of Jesus' teaching to modern life. To research his article, he determined to read the New Testament in the Bible and to try to put into practice any of the teachings of Jesus he could find to show how out of touch they were in relation to modern life. As his experiment continued, he found, to his surprise, that the barriers in his mind about Christianity began to evaporate. In fact, within 4 weeks, he found himself starting to attend a church, and within a few weeks of that beginning, he decided to commit his own life to following Jesus. In the life of our church, Easter is quite an immersive experience. We can't force anyone to come on the journey, but if people engage with the events of the last week of Jesus' life, which we usually call Holy Week, they rarely remain unmoved, and often they are changed. Finally, I'm thrilled the way our confirmation class has grown in size in recent weeks. Friends are inviting friends and coming together, some from other churches or communities, but it's great to have the chance to explore the claims of the Christian faith together. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, telephone 02890 793 822. The Easter General Vestry, the annual business meeting of the church, will take place on Tuesday the 16th of April at 7:30 p.m. At the meeting, a new select vestry will be elected and the rector and treasurer will present annual reports. Everyone is welcome to attend. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom take place on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinian@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, text Robin, who will be willing to help. This is completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. The number to ring is 0751 394 7504. From the Registers 2024. Christian Burial. 1st of March, Sadie King. 5th of March, Elsie Christie. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome. Please feel free to join us afterwards in the sexton's room for friendship, whilst enjoying a cup of tea or coffee and scones. Our recent St. Patrick's Day themed get-together after the Wednesday morning communion service, shamrock theme and shortbread courtesy of our master baker, Tom. Many thanks go to Tom, Hilda, Jean and Liz for their dedication and for making us all so welcome every week. The Divine Healing Ministry service will be held on Tuesday the 30th of April at 7:30 p.m. The service will include a guest speaker, prayer ministry and anointing with oil. Everyone is very welcome. Best wishes, Norman Slater. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up, pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 27th of April. See you then. Jim Hoy, Glebe Warden. Services for Easter. Sunday the 21st of April, the 4th Sunday of Easter. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. morning prayer. 7 p.m. evening prayer. Sunday the 28th of April, the 5th Sunday of Easter. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. morning prayer. 7 p.m. evening prayer. Mother's Union. What comes to mind when the month of April arrives? Easter, flowers and April showers maybe. Apparently our word April may come from the Latin word aperere, meaning to open, as in the flowers and trees blossoming with life, energy and vitality. Some birthday anniversaries are marked by special days of celebration, such as the 23rd of April for William Shakespeare, and the 13th of April for Alfred Mosher Butts, inventor of the Scrabble word game. On the 2nd of April each year, it is World Autism Day, to recognise the gifts of people living with this condition and highlighting ways in which awareness of issues facing them can be raised and overcome. I've been looking at a resource on the parables of Jesus for people with learning disabilities called Secrets of the Kingdom, the first being Heaven is a real place, and it is amazing. Just a short sentence, but so arresting. The prop for the lesson was a big old-fashioned key, like the one I recently borrowed to access the church on behalf of the church flowers team. This reminded me that the key into heaven is through Jesus alone, because of his victory over sin, death and hell, by his life, death and resurrection. We will be happy there because of him. Our next branch meeting is Thursday the 2nd of May at 7:30 p.m. The overseas meeting speaker, Jenny Smith, from Church Missionary Society Ireland, CMSI. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary. Flower donation, Rhoda. You may have noticed over the course of many years the flower arrangements that adorn our church, not just at times like Easter, Harvest and Christmas, but all year round. Did you know that behind these beautiful arrangements lies a dedicated, hard-working and talented group of ladies? Every week, two flower arrangements are prepared for the communion table by these ladies in memory of a parishioner's loved one. There is a monthly rota printed in the magazine which shows who is remembering their loved one in each particular week. The people on the rota donate money for the flowers, usually £20. There are currently some places available on the rota. If you would like to donate to the Flower Fund in memory of a loved one, please contact Linda in the church office to discuss what weeks are available. Telephone 028 90 792 793, or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. The flower donation rota for April, the 7th, Mrs. B. Carlyle. 14th, Miss G. Stevenson. 21st, Mrs. L. Campbell. 28th, Mrs. E. Kells. Helen Sandland's illustrated talk on Wednesday the 24th is entitled Drawn to Life. She will explore how her career as an artist and life experiences are entwined. We hope that you can join us. Julie 07814 928 398. Craig Crafters meet on Tuesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Feel free to come along for crafting, coffee and chat. Everyone is welcome. Janet Johnson 07711885203. Parish History. Over the past few weeks, a number of parishioners have mentioned to Linda Campbell that they have some archive material relating to the parish and have asked if it could be used. It may seem a long way off until the 100th anniversary of St Finian's in 2032, but it will take us some time to start planning those celebrations. We already have an excellent detailed history of the first 50 years of the parish written by David Hammond. Now it is important to add more to our story from its early beginnings to the present day. If you have any articles, photos or memories, please get in touch with Linda in the office on a Tuesday or Wednesday to let her know what you have. Telephone 02890 792 793 or email her at office.craiga@down.anglican.org. We can then start to work together on how we can best build up a full centenary record and celebrate our 100th anniversary. We look forward to seeing what might be hidden in your attic or in that box under the stairs. Church keys. If anyone has church keys that they no longer need, we would be grateful if you could return them to Linda Campbell in the church office. Alternatively, please give them to one of the church wardens. Thank you. Messy Church. Hello friends, we had another wonderful messy church on the 23rd of February. It was lovely to see our regular children as well as a delightful group of new faces and toddlers. With around 25 children on the day, we created a number of crafts including our own stained glass effect windows, lighthouses and lanterns to brighten our bedrooms and tiny twinkling stars made of all things fluffy and glittery. There was a real sense of fun and creativity as we completed our illuminating firework display board, which is currently on show in the hall. Andy reassured us all that through Jesus, our light of the world, God sees us, hears us and loves us, and that we are never alone. We all sang and did the actions to My Lighthouse. What a brilliant song to remind us that God's love will see us through every trial in our lives. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Our lovely afternoon finished with delicious food treats, ice cream and an Easter egg to take home in our goodie bag. We look forward to more fun and fellowship at our next messy church, which is due to take place on Friday the 7th of June, Lord willing. We are hoping for some dry weather to be able to use the new parachute and outdoor games that Alison has purchased through funding. A sincere thank you to every person in our messy church team for all their continued hard work and dedication. St Finian's Pilates. Here we go again. Spring is in the air and hopefully everyone is feeling that bit better with more sunlight and just a little more heat. In the meantime, Pilates at St Finian's continues to be well supported, and I trust that one of the reasons for this is that people are appreciating the impact that the exercises are having on their general well-being and in particular on the health of their spines. I mention this because a key focus of Pilates is to help maintain the natural curvature and to fully utilise the potential range of movement in each segment of the spine in a symmetrical manner, and to do this through a series of specific exercises designed to improve its alignment and flexibility. I have often heard it said that you're as old as your spine, and when you think about it, this makes perfect sense. If you have strength or flexibility, imbalances in your spine or bad postural habits and injuries, the range of movement without pain or discomfort will be restricted, and you will often look or feel older than your years. The opposite is also true in that a person with good posture and a strong, well-aligned and flexible spine will appear younger than they actually are. Our spines are wonderful things, and rather than being a straight rod, they consist of 33 bones in 5 specific sections, with each section having a distinct curve which enhances its ability to move and act as shock absorbers. However, the 12 vertebrae in the thoracic section, the upper back, and the 5 larger lumbar vertebrae, lower back, are key for the major movements of the spine, from below the neck to hip level, and are the focal point of many of the exercises we do in the class. Some exercises will help develop the muscles that control the back in flexion, bending forward or sideways, while others will do the same in extension, moving backward beyond the normal straight position, and rotation to the left and right. In every case, it is just as important to provide a series of movements that stretch and bring the muscles back to their relaxed position and help release any residual tension. Hopefully this wee article will provide a bit of fuel for thought and maybe increase your understanding of why, in the case of those who faithfully come along week after week, you're being asked to do all these odd movements. Time to sign off now with my usual exhortation to stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is very welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you have any questions or want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone. 07941368546, or email me at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details: Rector, telephone 028 9079 3822, Curate, telephone 07905 368474. Church office hours: Tuesdays from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 028 9079 2793, email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 and 2. Telephone 028 90 792 793, or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the May magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org, or telephone the parish office 028 90 792 793. And don't forget to check out the church website, www.stfinians.org.